President Donald Trump signs executive order to protect women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on February 5, 2025. On Wednesday afternoon, President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at protecting women's sports from the incursion of transgender athletes. With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over, Trump said, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And it should have been done long ago. The president signed the order in the East Room of the White House, surrounded by dozens of excited girls and young women who were there to witness the signing. Just in, President Trump signs executive order banning men from competing in women's sports. This is Trump's fourth executive order involving transgender people since taking office. With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over, Trump said, commenting on his pic.twitter.com/msvqfj6sfd. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, February 5, 2025. The order contains several measures, the first of which is to rewrite federal Title IX education rules to withhold federal funds from schools that allow transgender athletes to play as females. Another aspect of the order would charge the Department of Homeland Security with the task of denying visas to foreign trans athletes who want to enter the U.S. to compete among women. After signing the order, Trump cited the importance of female athletes and their role in the 2028 Olympics, which are scheduled for Los Angeles. He also mentioned the World Cup. My administration will not stand by and watch men beat and batter female athletes. We're just not going to let it happen, the president said. Several members of the Save Women's Sports community, including former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines, witnessed the signing. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.